everyone. Welcome back to the She's Phyllis podcast. If this is not your first time, or if it is your first time, listening to the She's Phyllis podcast, welcome. I am your host, Erica Lipscomb. And on this podcast is all about empowering women to be fearless, to be all that God has called you to be, to not to be ashamed of who you are, to not to allow fear to keep you from doing the things that God has designed and created for you to do. So on today's podcast, I want to talk about judging others. And I want to read a part of the Bible. It's in Matthew 7, verses, 1 through 5. And it says, do not judge and criticize and condemn others unfairly with an attitude of self-righteous superiority, as though assuming the office of a judge, so that you would not be judged unfairly. For just as you hypocritically judge others when you are sinful and unrepentant, so you will be judged. And in accordance with your standard of measure used to pass out judgment, judgment will be measured to you. Why do you look at the insignificant speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice and acknowledge the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me get the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, play actor, pretender, first get the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. And the reason why I want to talk about this is, you know, like I said, I talked about it a little bit last week, but, you know, this whole thing with Will Smith and Chris Rock. And it, I was reading somewhere about people wanting to cancel Will Smith because of what he did. Now, I'm not condoning, like I said last week, I'm not condoning anything as far as hitting somebody else. I'm not condoning what Will Smith did. But it just seemed like in today's society, in today's world, we live in a world where we're so quick to like pass judgment, to criticize, to condemn people. We're so quick to point our finger at somebody else, to call somebody else's wrongdoing out, to cancel someone because of something that they did or something that they said. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has done or said something that they shouldn't have done, said something that they shouldn't have said, acted in a way that was not right, acted out of anger, acted out of hurt or pain or whatever. And it's just like, I truly believe that sometimes we forget that we make mistakes too, that we are not perfect, that we've sinned, that we fall short. But we're so quick to point the finger. We're so quick to point out, well, look what he did, or that wasn't right, that, you know, that he did that or she did that. And I'm not saying that, you know, there are times where we need to point out, go to somebody and tell that person, like, you know what, that was wrong with what you did. Like, I don't agree with what you did. I don't agree that was wrong with how you said it. What you said to that person was not nice. And sometimes we need to hold each other accountable, and we need to sometimes go to somebody and say, you know what, how you handled that situation wasn't really the right thing to do, or, you know, that was kind of mean for you to say that. And but it's how you say it, how you come about it. Because if we go to somebody in judgment and condemn them and criticizing them and pointing the finger and coming to them in the wrong attitude, coming to them in anger, coming to them with the attitude and like saying it in a nasty way, then that's wrong on our part. Like I said, we all fall short. We all make mistakes. We all have said things that, that we sometimes wish we could have taken back, or we kind of look back and said, man, I wish I'd never done that. Because me, myself, I've said things that I kind of like, man, I should not have said what I said. Because at that time, I said it out of anger. I was hurt. And I'm not excusing it. I'm not saying, oh, because I was angry, because I was hurt, I had the right to behave that way, or I had the right to say those things. No, I'm saying that I've been in that predicament where I've been so mad, where I did like wanted to lash at the person. I didn't, but I can understand the frustration and the anger that, you know, that he probably was going through. He was just fed up with all the stuff. But we need to know how to handle certain situations with love. We need to have godly wisdom, or how to approach somebody that may have said something wrong or did something wrong. But we're so quick to cancel somebody because of the mistake that they made, as if, like, you don't make mistakes, as if your stuff don't stink, as if, you know, you're perfect. And the only one that is perfect is our Heavenly Father. He is the one that is perfect. He is the one that does not make any mistakes at all. And so, like, I feel like we need to have some type of compassion towards people, to not to point the finger. And because what if, when you think about it, what if how we treat each other, what if God treated us like that? What if God canceled us whenever we made a mistake? What if God shut us down? What if God did this and did that and pointed a finger and said this and that and canceled us? Like, I don't want that. Like, what if that happened? How we treat others and how we cancel others and how we criticize others and put others down and make folks think that, like, what they did is, you know, just, I mean, act in a way that is not nice towards them, even though, yeah, they made a mistake. But what if God did that to us? Like, there probably wouldn't be anybody. There definitely wouldn't be anybody, because we all make mistakes. We all fall short, like I said. And instead of worrying about he did that, she said that, how about taking care of your own issues? Instead of putting your two cents in. And like I said, there are times where we might have to go to that person and say, you know, that was uncalled for. You know, you could have handled that situation better. But sometimes we will sit back and we point the finger. And I know a lot of people, there are some people who feel like he was wrong, Will Smith was wrong. There's some people who said that he wasn't wrong. He was defending his wife. Whatever, you know, the situation, whatever it is, let's not act like that we are perfect. Let's not judge. Only God should be the one that judged. And I'm not saying, like I said, we can hold people accountable for their actions. And I I remember seeing that or reading somewhere that after this happened, Denzel and Tyler Perry came up to him and talked to him. I think another actor came up to Will and talked to him. And that's how it should be, because I know that they weren't speaking to him in such a mean and nasty way, but they were pretty much probably just talking to him, giving him some encouragement or some piece of advice. And that's how we need to be with others. When others fall short, when others make a mistake, we need to go to them and encourage them and give them like some type of advice in love, not in condemnation, not in and a judgmental attitude, but just talk to them in love, in godly wisdom, you know, speak to them and let them know. But like I said, instead of us pointing the finger and saying, you were wrong, you did this, you know, let's cancel him or let's cancel her because she slept with a married man. Well, okay, and you, like any person who's sleeping with a married person is wrong. I'm not condoning that either. But instead of us talking about them, let's go to them. Let's pray for them. Because what if our misgivings were made public? What if the things that we've done or said was made public? I mean, we could be canceled ourselves off the stuff that we have said and the things that we have done. So, and sometimes you can't always go to people. I get that too. You can't always go to people because there are some people who are not going to listen to anything that you have to say. Some people be like, I don't care what you say. I was right. I what my actions or what I said was justified. And there might be people who's not going to listen to you, you know, one way or the other. They're going to, you know, they believe that they was in the right. So, and they might have attitude and they might get even more angry, but we can pray for that person. We can lift them up in prayer to God instead of talking about them, instead of judging them and pointing the finger. The Bible says, okay, hey, instead of pointing the finger, it says, why do you look at the insignificant speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice and acknowledge the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me get the speck out of your eye when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, play actor, pretender, first get the log out of your own eye, and then you can clearly see to take the speck out of your brother's eye. We need to worry about what is going on in our life, getting ourselves together before we can point the finger or not even point the finger, before we can, you know, go and say something to somebody else about, what's going on in their life. Like, sleep around your own back door. Take care of your home first. Take care of your issues first. Worry about what needs to be changed in your life, in your heart. Like, take care of that first before you can go to somebody else, before you can go to your neighbor or your friend or your coworker, you know, or whoever, and try to talk about them and their issues. We need to be respectful of people. We need to think before we say anything about anybody's shortcomings and mistakes. I mean, we all say, okay, you know, how everybody say, well, if I was in that situation, I wouldn't have done it. I would have handled it this way. And sometimes that's true. But then there are other times where we may say that, but sometimes you may not know how you would handle certain situation. You know, I mean, we can say that we would handle it different. Like I've even said that. I say it. Well, I would have handled it a little bit differently. But sometimes you might not know if you would be able to handle it in that way. Or, yeah, you said I would handle it differently. But if you was in that situation, not just Will Smith's situation, but any situation where you have condemned somebody or criticized them or canceled them out or point the finger at someone, you may have said, you know, I would have done it differently. But would you have really? You know, it's easier said than it is to actually be in that situation, because you don't know how your feelings might have been if you was in that person's shoes. You know, but like I said, instead of pointing the finger, instead of trying to take care of and criticize other people and judge other people, let's take ownership of our own issues, of our own shortcomings, of our own mistakes, you know? And another thing, like, so many people are so, like, a lot of people, and I'm gonna just say, like, far as, you know, well, not even just Christians, but there are people in general who are afraid to even talk about their mistakes, because I guess, like, especially like in the church, like there are Christians who are afraid to say, you know what, back in the day I had a problem with alcohol, like I was alcoholic, or, you know, I did this or I did that, or I have a problem with this, and, you know, and we and people come in into the church thinking or feeling like feeling bad because they're struggling with pornography, or they're struggling with drugs, or they're struggling with trying to save themselves for marriage and not, you know, have sex outside of marriage. And here we are as Christians, we put on this front and this facade that we have everything together, that wasn't just like 5 or 10 or 20 years ago that we were struggling with this very thing that this person over here is struggling with. And so we become self-righteous and think, you know, well, you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't be doing that. Well, don't think that you didn't struggle with this yourself. And so that's why we need to be open and ask God, say, how can I help this person? I see this person is struggling. I see this person is dealing with some of the things that I've dealt with or used to deal with back before, you know, I became a Christian. Like, Lord, how can I bless that person? How can I encourage that person? And sometimes it may be telling your story about how you were in the same situation, the same predicament as they are, but God transformed you, God saved you, God changed you into the person that you are now. And there's nothing to be ashamed about the journey that you had to take, because that journey, that mistake that you made, you may feel like, oh, you're ashamed of that, but that is that journey, that mistake, that struggle, is a blessing for somebody else, because they can, when you tell them, I know how you feel, I've been where you're at right now, and yes, you made a mistake in doing this, but God still loves you. You still have a purpose for your life. God has a call for your life. Instead of judging them, instead of criticizing them, instead of condemning them, instead of pointing the finger, instead of canceling them, because we are so quick to do all those things, encourage them. Encourage them in love. Pray for them. Tell them that, yes, what you did was wrong. What you said was wrong. But God still loves you regardless of what you did. Regardless of why you did it, He still loves you. And God wants to transform you. God wants to change you into the person that He wants you to be. Don't be ashamed of the mistake, because some people are afraid or don't want to come to Christ because of that mistake, because of they feel that they're going to be judged, or they feel that they're going to be criticized because of that mistake. And we need to learn to love people at where they're at, to encourage them, not point the finger, not cancel them, not criticize them, not judge them, not condemn them, not talk about them, but to love them, to encourage them, to lead them to Christ, to tell them your story about how you overcame, that God changed you, that you haven't always been at where you're at now, and that, yeah, hey, we all still struggle. Just because I'm not struggling or you're not struggling over this situation or this struggle don't mean that you don't have other struggles, other things that you have to deal with and you and God is working on you about. So, I mean, that's all for today, but that's what was on my mind when I thought about the whole situation with Will Smith and Chris Rock. I almost said Chris Brown. Chris Rock, and how people are canceling him, Will Smith. And it was just something that I feel like we do all the time. We judge, we cancel people off a mistake, and we don't realize that what if we got canceled off of something that we did, off of a mistake that we did. So that's all for today. So next time, you know, when something happens, let's pray for people. Let's lift them up. Yes, we can hold them accountable. Yes, we can approach them, but do it in love. Have wisdom. Approach them in wisdom and love and compassion, and pray for one another. Don't judge. Don't criticize. Don't condemn, but pray. Well, until next time, I will see you next week, or you will hear me next week. And have a wonderful week, weekend, day, whatever. God bless. Peace.